Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to expand a little on my comments to Joe of Madison, who asked a very good question, which is, how would this exactly work? The attempt by the Republicans, how would it legally work? The attempt by the Republicans to overturn elections. So we have to dive a little deeper into history and into the current strategy of the Republican Party. Well, here is what they are doing. I've told you that in 24 states, there are candidates for senior election determining positions, whether it's Secretary of State, Attorney General, and Governor, and frequently all of them in one state. 24 states have people like that running, including Wisconsin. All four Republican governor candidates and several of the Republican Secretary of State candidates who are trying to push out my friend Doug La Follette, and quite frankly, the Attorney General candidates who are trying to push out Josh Call, all these Republicans would change the law and would let the legislature pick the Electoral College, the electors. But the deeper question is, what are the laws they're proposing to do it? Because they're going to do it. It's a crooked, corrupt deal. But they have to give the illusion of laws doing it. For instance, in Russia right now with Putin, he gave his word and Russia gave their word that there'd be a prisoner exchange between the wounded Mariupol fighters, the Ukrainians. And when they're evacuated, they'll be given medical care and then swapped for Russian prisoners. Now Putin has announced that he will interrogate them, torture them, and hang them as terrorists, which is why they didn't want to surrender in the first place. It's why the German army wanted to surrender to the Americans, not the Russians, because the Russians are animals. But in any event, even Putin tried to give it the veneer of legality by saying he's going to propose it, end quote, to the Duma, which is their parliament, their Congress. And it's the Duma's decision. The Duma will be executed if they don't do what he says. You see what I mean? This is all a scam. Well, here's the scam going on elections in this country. And there are 24 states that have these toxic candidates, but there are 30 states, and includes Wisconsin, who are pushing laws to permit them to overturn the elections. Okay, to permit them to overturn the elections. In other words, they can shrug and say, well, the law says I can do it. The law is corrupt and a scam that they're proposing, because they're proposing it with gerrymandered legislatures, and ours has been gerrymandered now from 2010 to 2030, one-fifth of the century. And everybody yawns, apparently, except me, maybe some people listening to this. This is called election subversion. It's not called, you know, sort of voter interference. It's election subversion. Here's the first thing they do. They just pass a law that says the legislature determines the electoral votes. They propose that in Wisconsin, the Republicans have. The Constitution says they can do it. Most independent judges would say, listen, after 220 years, and after women and minorities and poor people can vote, not just men, not just white men, and not just men who own real estate, which is the case in 1788, we have a settled constitutional dedication to elections, and that particular provision in the Constitution has to be interpreted in line with the culture and the circumstances of 1788. I'll tell you what, there are 9 justices on the Supreme Court, 6 of them are Republicans, and they wouldn't accept that, believe me. The second thing they're going to do these laws have proposed are partisan audits. In other words, when we did an audit or count of our election, which we always do, it's done by independent professionals. Trump paid for a recount. He had to pay for it in Dane County, Milwaukee County, and Brown County. And the result was that Biden got more votes than he had before, a couple hundred more. But what does a partisan audit mean? It means it'll be audited by Gableman and Voss. And Gableman and Voss will say, well, there was fraud because the Wisconsin Election Commission sent ballots by mail to old folks when they couldn't get in because of COVID. Therefore, Trump wins. That's the third thing they're going to do. I should say the second. The third thing will be overseeing the election process itself. There'll have partisans doing that. Those old folks that you see at the polls are toast. They're not going to do it. They will be people from the Republican Party if they're the gerrymandered legislature doing it. You walk in, Gableman sitting there. Or Gableman clone. Maybe Boris Epstein will be in the corner. Maybe Ramphin will be walking around. And they'll go, let me see this, and what about this? Here, cast a provisional ballot. No, the machine's broken. Go home. And then you'll see a bunch of people with hard eyes come in. They're not even asked for IDs, and they'll vote. That happens in Russia right now. The fourth thing they'll do is they will put unworkable burdens on election administrators. Michaels and the rest have proposed that already, running for governor, and the Duchess of Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn. They are going to get rid of the Wisconsin Election Board, and Michael says he would get rid of all guidance to election clerks. They're on their own. They have nowhere to call. And then if they screw up, then it's easy to overturn what happened. Let me tell you something. There are 1,900 of these people around the state. Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Election Commission, said, are you kidding me? They're on their own? This is anarchy. The idea is to create anarchy so they can say there was fraud in the election. And the fifth thing is putting unbelievably unreasonable criminal burdens on election workers, making them felonies. For instance, this has happened in Texas. I'll give you one example. In Texas, you have a right to partisan observers. Democratic observers who go in are frequently roughed up and thrown out. But there is a law in Texas now that makes it a felony to, quote, block the line of sight, end quote, of a partisan observer of a voter. All they have to do is say that an old lady got up and walked in front of me between me and the elector. She blocked my line of sight, and they will threaten her with a felony conviction. If it happens several times, they'll do it. But if they don't, her husband's going to say, honey, this isn't worth it. Now, all six swing states from 2020 have proposed these. In addition, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Minnesota, believe it or not, including a lot of smaller states, other ones. They are changing the rules to change outcomes. And then when you put into that, they have 24 states, you have election deniers running for Secretary of State, Attorney General, Supreme Court, election commissioners, governors. Our democracy is under attack. We've got to wake up. We're going to go to the lines. There's a lot of you. I'm going to get to you in line and stay on if I don't get to you this segment. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Oh, Matt, thank you so much. Boy, what you were just saying, I hope you've got that as a written transcript, because I'd like to get it and share it with those, I'm calling them hemorrhoids now, that are nothing but a pain in the butt. And they're out to destroy America as we know it today. You've got conclusive proof with what you just said. I have conclusive proof. In fact, I just sent a text this morning to one of these right-wing nuts. I said, if you don't think Trump was trying to overthrow the country, listen to him talk to Mark Levin and admit if he hadn't fired Comey, Comey would have fired him. He knew that. He was smart enough to figure that out. And Comey recognized a threat, so did Mueller, so do a bunch of other people. And they may try to make fools out of him. Well, guess what? The easiest way to defeat these people right now is on the street in open debate, because the minute they lose, here's what they, when you know you're winning a debate against a far right extremist, they raise their voice, they talk over you, they resort to names, they tell you to get, you know what, and they, because they can't combat common sense and facts and what they know is actually wrong in their hearts, but they try to twist it in their heads. Get CJ on here all the time. I'm surprised he's not a paid informant or actor, because he does a good job. He really does. We need more CJs on the air to hear how these people can't even defend themselves. They're helpless. So keep doing what you're doing, Matt. But if you have a transcript to that, put it on the air. And by the way, the other thing I like on the air is Gableman's phone number. Boss, I can get to. I've talked to him. A bunch of these people who are trying to overthrow... and the Popcorn King has got a good, guy that, you know, works for him. That guy listens and talks to you in the way you want somebody to talk to you. But we got to take him on long before the election. Because what does Wisconsin have on the right? We've got the Duchess of Foxconn, and to quote Brian, a guy who walks through a crowd with boldness, and another one that lives in Connecticut. Is that really a choice?
We got to go to a break, Bill. Thanks a lot. And we have a podcast to this. It's archived and it's kept perpetually. You can listen to it on the podcast. We're going to break. Stay on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You can run on for
a long time. Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at ZeroResMadison.com.